Well, good evening, and it is practically midweek. I mean, midweek is Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday for me. And then the rest of the week is like Monday and Friday, the beginning and end, you might say the alpha and omega of the week. And then there's the weekend, which isn't really the end of the week, is it? It's more like the beginning of the potential for a completely new life. But of course, most people just go back to the grubbing on the 9 to 5 on the alpha of the week, which is a shame. But there you are. You can't put an old head on young shoulders, can you? Or indeed a young head on old shoulders, which is, I think, more of a pity, don't you? So tonight what I'm doing is I'm suggesting that midweek we cut a few pennies back and we pop those in a little pot called Chocolate Fund. I've got one here. And we try some reasonable, you know, they're not undrinkable, wines, red, white, rosé, in the middle of the week. So we're still drinking. I mean, it is important, you know this, to keep drinking throughout the week, because there's nothing worse for your body than a big, big binge at the weekend. You know, come Friday night, you start on the Prosecco, and before you know it, it's the pink Prosecco, and then it's the brandy I didn't really mean to touch. It's for winter, but it is getting colder. And then on Saturday, you know, it's beers down the wherever you watch the horse racing or the rugby or whatever it is you watch, and a few more beers because, you know, you haven't seen so and so for ages. And then you get back for the, you know, pizza or whatever it is, and you open the chili and red or whatever, and before you know it, that's got into a French red, a Spanish red, an Australian red, and that nice little red from Portugal that you'd been meaning to save for your grandmother's birthday. But I mean, she might not even make it, you know, frankly, between us, she doesn't even like wine, so what's the point? And then you're knocking about the vodkas, and then Sunday, which doesn't really see a morning, you're out for lunch, a few beers, and then a few cocktails in the afternoon, and well, I mean, just the one whiskey for the evening, because you've got to go to work tomorrow, you know, and the one whiskey turns out to be a bottle. But you know, it happens, and before you know it, where did the weekend go? Well, you've got outside quite a few bottles. Right, so what I'm suggesting is make some of those bottles really decent ones. But in the week, you know, let's have a few cheaper and cheerfuler things. And the point is, what I'm trying to say is don't binge at the weekend, right? Just magnificently refuse to see that there is a weekend. Own the entire 168 hours for yourself. Only do what you want when you want, okay? And make every hour count, and therefore you're going to just drink much more, in a much more spread over sort of way. So I drink nearly every night of the week now, except Tuesdays. Sometimes I have a Tuesday off drinking. But the point is that one glass of wine, depending on the size of it, an evening is much, much better for you and your digestive system than making all those glasses wait until Friday and Saturday. Do you see what I mean? I mean, if you think about the wear and tear you're putting on yourself binging, it's not good, is it? So I'm not saying give up. I'm saying order your week in a much, much more you-friendly way and spread your drinking out. And, you know, there's no harm in trying some of the cheaper and cheerfuler wines out there. And I've got a couple for you tonight, which I honestly think you can't regret, because this one cost me £5.75 and has a sort of orange capsule. And it's the Seashore Island Igua Merlot Chili. Now, no one's going to say, well, that's a quality wine, but it's very drinkable, £5.75. And I said to myself, go and buy wine up to £8. And I thought, well, why not buy this one at £5.75? You know, pop the pennies that you didn't spend away into your chocolate fund. Now, 10.5%. So, again, you know, it's good, isn't it? Right, and so that's Merlot from Chile, and this is Waitrose Soft and Juicy. I mean, who doesn't want something that's in pink and it's soft and juicy, eh? Chile and red. And again, it says it's more or less Merlot. Well, it's a blend, but 12.5%. So you put them two together and you're going to get 11.5%. That's a nice, very lightweight red for midweek, okay? No, I mean, you now organise your week entirely to your own satisfaction, so who knows what you do midweek, but I'm just suggesting a couple of wines that aren't going to break the bank, and they're going to be very, very nice, and I'm going to try them one after another, but actually what I've been doing is blending the two together, because, you know, 11.5%. So this is the Isla Negra Merlot, and we've got a very, very nice dark damson hue here. So very, very lovely, fruity, almost seaside notes on the nose, and in the palate, just give the wine time to reach every part of your mouth, and then slog it down the back of your throat and see if you can still taste it. And it's actually, you know, considering what a mash-produced cheap wine it is, it's actually tastes very nice in every part, and the finish isn't completely, you know, non-existent. I would say it's, you know, chock full of sort of red currant, cranberry, pomegranates, a little bit of almost nectarine, and some, you know, watercress almost. Yes, and a little tiny bit of damson, some blackberries, and this tiny, tiny hint of tarragon. Very nice. Now, don't get me wrong, it's not one that I would want to impress my friends with, but it's perfectly drinkable and it's very, very pleasant, okay? And it was £5.75. And it is a wine that's worth drinking, right? It's not going to be sort of like, oh, I wish I hadn't drunk that the next day or anything like that. So it's a very, very beautiful wine. And if you leave it hanging around, you know, over the midweek, it will mature ever so slightly in the bottle and actually tastes nicer about 3 days later, if there's any left. And if there isn't, well, you should have bought more bottles, shouldn't you? And this is the Chilean Red from Waitrose, their own. They used to have quite a number of cheap red wines, but they've just downgraded it all to the Chilean and the Italian at the moment. But because we're not in the, you know, colds of winter yet, I'm just going for the Chilean Red. And on the nose, oh, quite a sassy, there's quite a lot of sort of forest mulch, and to be honest, you wouldn't believe it, I couldn't believe it, but there's quite a lot of forest mulch and saddle leather on there, and sort of almost cigar box, probably the imagination, but it was just fruity, the other one, but this one's got quite a lot of oomph, you see. So let's see what this one's like. Take your time to savour it, you know. Now this one seems to me, and it is 2% more alcoholic, but it just clings to the roof of my mouth a lot more. I would say the finish is about the same on each of them, but this one certainly, you know, it tastes and feels like quite a big wine, actually. It's only 12.5%. Delightfully fruity. There's absolutely nothing you couldn't like about it. And there is all that sort of hint of leather and seashore rocks and that sort of thing. And, of course, llamas and Aztec caves. Do they have those there? I tell you what they do have. The Chilean army modelled their uniforms on the old Nazi uniforms, so they're all going around like, you know, Star Wars Darth Vader stormtroopers. Great fun. I mean, no reason why they shouldn't. They weren't to know, were they, that they were going to turn out to be bad eggs. And I mean, an army uniform is an army uniform, arguably is an army uniform, isn't it? I mean, you know, it's not meant to mean anything. It's just, well, it's there to be decorative, really, isn't it? Just something you wear when you're shooting people in the other one. Right, so I think these two are excellent. I've had them many times before, and I'll probably have them many times again, hopefully. And, under £6 wines, just there's nothing you couldn't like about them. I think I'm saving you a few pennies here, you know. Pretty good egg. Yeah, go for them. They're excellent.